it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel and I take time and answer some of the many questions that you've sent in. So we put a good list together. So let's just jump in.
All right, Joe, can you share with me some advice or scriptures about how to have hope when it seems the world is going to hell in a handbasket?
Well, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. It's in the scripture. And it's been going to hell in a handbasket since Adam and Eve. When they both sinned, they got fired from their job, evicted from the house, kids started killing one another. And that's the first family. And it kind of goes downhill from there. So I used to teach all the time, well, I still do sometimes, but we go down to Noah and the flood, everybody's going stupid. God's going to drown everybody, start all over again with Noah's family. So he does, drowns them all, boat lands, start all over. Then we get the Tower of Babel. Tower of Babel, old Nimrod's going to build a tower to heaven, at least he thinks he is. And everybody's speaking the same language, and God looked down and said, this is not good. This is not good. So one day saw confused their languages. People said, where do languages come from? Tower of Babel. God confused their languages. Somebody said, hey, hand me another brick. The guy said, blah, 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 blah. Spit that out of your mouth, hand me another brick. Blah, 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 blah. And they started throwing bricks at each other, and they stopped building the Tower of Babel. And they scattered based on who they could understand. And so we're coming up on strike three, the Antichrist. And I believe he's already here on this planet. But we're in the last days. The Bible says in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Heady, high-minded, truce breakers, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. It's a real skanky list. Then it says at the end of that, verse 5, from such, stay away. Stay away from people like that. Now, if they're thirsty, give them water. If they're hungry, feed them. If they're in prison, visit them. If they're naked, clothe them. We're still to be a blessing to everybody, but we don't hang out with everybody. We don't spend spare time with just anybody, if not living according to the word of God. So it also says in the last days, Jesus said, Luke, he said in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh, the book of Acts, in the last days, and they're going to be eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, buying, selling, building, and planting. Jesus said it will be business as usual until the day he comes to get the church. So until the rapture happens, it'll be busy. The day the rapture happens, Walmart will be packed. People will be at the lake. Movie theaters will be full. Restaurants will be packed. It'll be normal. Most people will not be looking for Jesus when he comes back because God set this thing up. He only wants people that want him. There's a scripture God said, you draw close to me, I'll draw close to you. You ask me a question, I'll answer. You knock on the door, I'll open. You seek me, I'll see what you find. You stare at me, I'll stare back. God set it up when he made Adam and Eve. He wanted the people that wanted him. And so you got to want God, you know. God said, separate life, death, blessing, curse, and you choose. Well, that's kind of hard, God, life and death. Let me think about that. No, I want life. I want blessing. Well, that's to get that from God. You get that from hanging out with God. And so it's a very simple process, but that's a long answer to a short question. What would you like to share about that, Angel?
I mean, I think you pretty much got it all. Obviously, you struck a nerve when you asked that question. So there you go. Joe, I love your new series about Wednesday Wisdom.
Ooh, thank you.
Small little commercial break. If you haven't heard Joe's new series on Wednesday Wisdom, it's awesome.
It is good.
It's short.
Short and to the
but
point.
Powerful.
Yes.
All right. I always share with my family to read a psalm or a proverb to help them through the day. You have a favorite one that you like to share?
No, ma'am, I do not. I like them all. I like them all because they all hit from a different viewpoint. You know, even when Solomon's writing Proverbs, you know, some days are happy days, some days are not happy days. But everybody goes through the same thing. Everybody goes through, I had a great day. Oh, I had a bad day. Well, welcome to planet Earth. The test and trials of come to all men. Everybody's getting tested and tried, but we're supposed to overcome. God said, you're going to be more than a conqueror. You're going to be the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Well, you're not going to have to do that if you don't have opposition. So everybody on this planet has opposition. The devil is an equal opportunity hater. He hates everybody the same. And so we all have an opportunity to rise up, be better, do more. Don't go 1 mile, go two. Don't give me a shirt, give me a coat. You know, it's in the Bible. Jesus taught it. We get the love more than everybody else. Well, that's just not right. It's not, but that's how it works. You get to be a blessing to people who you really don't want to bless. You really just like to throw a can of soup at them. But you're going to get an opportunity to be a blessing to people who need to be blessed. Ooh, that was deep.
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm remarried after 25 years of marriage. My late wife passed away, and it was due to health issues. My kids are struggling with why God let that happen. Do you know how I can explain it to them in a way that doesn't make them lose hope in our loving God?
Well, this will get sort of, this can get sort of touchy because Angie and I both lost spouses, her because of divorce, her husband went off the deep end. My wife of 45 years died, got a brain tumor, 3 months later, she's dead. We all loved God. We're all spirit filled. We all go to church. We're all in the ministry. But not everybody's faith is at the same level. You can be in church your whole life, not have a lot of faith in this area right here. We have great faith over here, but no faith over here. That's why we need the body of Christ. You need to get in agreement with people that have great faith where you don't have faith. I know my baby was diagnosed with spinal meningitis when she was 18 months old. We spent 10 days in intensive care. Person says she's going to die, that she's going to be deaf, that she's going to be mentally handicapped. Well, none of that happened. We had to believe God every day with bad reports and cheerleaders from hell coming up the backside. No, my baby will live and not die. My baby has the ear of the learning. My baby has the mind of Christ. All we could do is just say what God said. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So we just kept saying, well, today my daughter works for a very famous ministry here in America, and great editor, journalism major. She can hear you whisper upstairs. It turned out good, but we all get an opportunity to resist the devil and believe God every day. That's what we get to do. We're still on the alien planet. This world is not my home. I am passing through, but I'm here until the trumpet sounds. And this is the church age. This is the greatest age of human history. Never been a better time to be alive than right now. Never been a better time to be married than right now. Have babies, have grandbabies. People ask me the strangest question, Joe, is this a good time to get married? Never been a better time to get married than right now. Is this a good time to have kids? Never been a better time to have babies than right now. It's the last days when God's Spirit's poured out without measure. But yeah, there is a devil. The world's going to mess, and there's wars and rumors of wars and famines and earthquakes. But that's the world. That's not us. We're the church. We're the light. We're the salt of the planet. We're living a different life. We got the armor of God on. We got the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith. It's a war, but we've been promised victory, but we do have to fight. We've been promised victory, but we have to fight. Every now and then you have some people, they don't fight. I don't know why they don't fight. I don't know why my wife's not still alive, but she chose not to go. We had great minister friends, Holy Ghost men who had come and ministered, and she really wouldn't even look at him. She turned her head like, what is it? You've been my wife 45 years. You believe God with me. We've had 6 babies and built a ministry and built a business, built a ministry. What part of it? I don't know. I don't have an answer. People say, why'd your wife die? I don't have a clue. My kids are crying. Why did she die? I don't have a clue, babe. I know I was believing God. I don't know what she was believing. Evidently, she chose to go home. You know, there's a scripture, I forgot where it is. Oh, gosh, 2 Samuel or something, but a guy that God took him early because he is as far as he could get. God said, I'm going to take him home to prevent the evil to come. I'm going to take him to heaven to prevent the evil to come. Evidently, some evil's coming. It's next. He said, he's as good as he's ever going to get. I'm just going to take him home. And there are a couple of saints who went to heaven without dying, you know. Enoch walked with God. God just took him one day. One of the Old Testament people. Well, he did what? God just took him to heaven. I like you a lot. Come on up here. We'll hang out. He didn't die. He just went to heaven. And so there's exceptions to everything, but I don't have an answer. But well, you have to tell the kids, I don't know. The simplest answer.
Well, I'd like to say in regards to your daughter, when she was, you had spiritually some authority there to stand in the gap for her.
Yes.
But when somebody becomes an adult, then their faith walk is between them and God.
Between them and God.
And so, but you never know what is going on with somebody.
Nope.
It can be a hurt of the past. It can be unbelief of some sort. Fear.
Could be fear. Could be a deep
particularly
wound.
Particularly like, you know, I've seen people, when they hear that word cancer, they just, it locks them up. It's just because it overtakes the power of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, cancer becomes bigger than Jesus. And Jesus has to be the top of that list. So you never know what is going on with someone internally. Here's the thing. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes, real simple.
Jesus, God, had nothing to do with the loss of your wife.
No, nothing at all.
And so sometimes we blame God for what the devil has done. And so he's a thief. He's a liar. And so that's how I would kind of guide them, try to say, you know what, we're not going to blame God for what the devil has done.
And just be honest, I don't have an answer why she died. I don't.
Because I can't, my faith journey is different than yours. You can't answer for me.
I'm not God. And my kids said, why did mom die? I said, baby, I don't know. I was believing God with everything I had. Used never scripture I've used for myself. Everything I knew to do, everything I've known as a minister, worked with other people and didn't work with my wife. And what is it? Well, we had a great marriage, had a great life, but she chose to go home, I guess. And it's like, and I remember the
and there are times when people are tired of the fight.
Yes, they are.
And they're just like, you know what? I've lived a good life. I'm just gonna go.
One of my best friends pastors a great church in Florida. His wife had dealt with cancer for 3 years, fought it and all the radiation. And finally she told her husband that, you know, I'm tired of fighting. I just want to go home. And he said, well, I guess you just need to go on then. And 3 days later, she died. And my wife, you know, 2 days before she died, told my kids, I was in New York doing the meeting, coming back. So I called the hospital, talked to her. So, well, my daughter said, well, mom doesn't want to talk. And she said, well, let me talk to her. No. And so then she said the strangest thing. She said, what? When we were talking today, she said, when your dad gets back, tell him I'm going to go into heaven. I've got everything done. Your kids are raised. Ministry's doing good. Life's been good. God's been good to us. I'm just tired. I'm ready to go home. And I remember when I got back, I talked to her about it, and she really just wouldn't talk much about it. 2 days later, she died. Some people just decide, I want to go. I want to go. And God will let them go. God will let you choose. And so we don't know. I'm not God. I can't read their mind. I don't know.
And the best thing you can do is just be transparent with
them. Yes. Just be honest.
I mean,
God didn't do it.
No, but there's a reason that the word loss feels like there's an emptiness. It's because there's somebody there that you love that is not there anymore.
Yes.
And so I would just try to love them through it, but try to steer them away from trying to blame God for something.
You're not by yourself. There's been millions of other people go through the same thing you're going through, and many have made it. Like I said, Angel and I, we know people. We've got two great friends that have whipped cancer, inoperable cancer, supposed to die from cancer, did not die, still alive today, doing great. So people can whip this stuff. Nothing's ever come up on you. You can't get a way out. God said, I made a way out every time something's come up on you. I've already made a way out. But some people just choose not to, and I don't know why. I'm not God. If I was, I'd make them choose what I want them to choose. But I'm not God. I can't do that. So, So anyhow, you'll be fine. Great grace on you.
Yes. And we'll be praying for your children.
Yes.
Too. Like God would just comfort their hearts. Everybody, thank you so much for spending another wonderful Monday with us. We love you very much. And we don't take it for granted at all that
you take time
to spend with us. So you have a great day and we call you blessed.
Yes. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.